And yeah, then I took various, you know, modules and loaded them in there and installed various packages to tailor what it is I wanted, yes.
Alright, I'm going to try to attend your Hamfest on Saturday. Is it going to be a couple tables of parts, or do you know how big it's going to be?
We never know. That's part of the charm. But the hams are going to be largely in the cafeteria. But we'll have some other spaces as needed in the other rooms. All sorts of other vendors will be there too. So if you have other family members who are coming who are just looking for a flea market and they're not hams, they will be amply entertained. There's also a animal shelter, you know, like if you're looking for a pet for like a cat or a dog, they have a pet shelter group coming in, a no-kill shelter is going to come in and have pets available. You just can't make all this up. We're doing a little bit of community service here.
Do you have any variable capacities you might be willing to sell?
What size do you need?
The large tuning ones, around like 365 picofarads.
I don't have one. Let's see, anybody on the frequency have a 365 kicking around? See, so you needed to check into the net and ask this question 15 minutes ago. You'd have three guys telling you they have stuff.
Yeah, I kind of turned on my radio towards the end of the night. I didn't listen to the beginning.
You can check in any time. Just break in. When it's your turn, saying, you know, drop your call, say, checking in late.
And then does it just go around, like, the different call signs, or?
No, you had a question or a comment, and we'd add that to the list, and we'd just get to you next, and a lot of these guys were around. So I'm willing to bet K2ZO might have something, WITW might have something, and if they don't, maybe some of the places they reference might. Are you on the ComTech group, on Yahoo Groups?
Nope.
Okay, it's ComTechGroup, all one word, ComTech group, on Yahoo Groups. Go add yourself to the group and I'll approve you and look at the recent messages because I already know that people have left messages with all these references in there. That's why we have that group, so that you can find useful information after the net.
WITW.
You're my hero. Go ahead, Steve.
Remember me. I met you at Kidnight when you brought your regenerative receiver in that you got working for the first time that night. That was very exciting. Tell me, what is the use for this capacitor, and does it need to be 365, or is there a range that'll work? Do you know? Over.
It's actually for another regen receiver. I think it doesn't have to be exactly like 365, but around in the hundreds. It's going to be for medium waves, and I might add in another coil for short waves.
All right, I have something I will bring for you to Kitnet. Are you going to be at Kitnet on Tuesday?
I'm not sure. I'll try to. KD2EXE.
All right, this is Steve, WITW, so I'll put this upstairs next to my car keys and get it into the car between now and Tuesday, and makes it a good chance it'll get inside the school. So I hope to see you on Tuesday. Is there anything else you need for your project?
Well, actually, I was working with that regen receiver again. I think, like, if I'm connected to one of my amplifiers, I'm getting more distortion. I think it was like something, like it was working better with your amplifier. Because if I use I've tried building a few and tried experimenting, I'm not getting like that clear sound that yours had. What was that amplifier from?
Was it the square gray one, or was it the long black one?
I think it was like a small white one, maybe gray. I'm not sure.
Okay, that was a Radio Shack amplified speaker. It takes a 9-volt battery, and I don't know if Radio Shack still has them, but that's a very useful tool. I've had that for 20, 30 years now.
I haven't seen them in a while, but you could look.
All right, and I also tried adding the 10-turn pod, but haven't been having too much luck with that. It's a lot harder with it, so I just actually replaced it and I put a bigger knob for a better control, but still working on it. Can't get the audio clear enough.
Well, welcome to regenerative receivers. They're a little tricky and fun to play with. You need a good antenna and a good ground usually to get them to play well.
Yeah, what was that antenna you had? It was two different wires, right?
That was a 40 meter segmented dipole that had junctions in it to jumpers. Could use it on 20, 30, or 40 meters. I just happened to have that, and that made a good antenna, even if it was just laid across the chairs in the room. Now that the weather is nicer, we can set up outside in the parking lot. I have a fiberglass pole that goes up in the air. We can put a wire on that, and that'll work a lot better than what we had in the classroom. Well, let me know if you need any other parts. You can email me. First of all, your teacher, Steve, has, I don't know, I guess you call him Mr. Maeda. He has my email address. It's also my call sign at ARRL.net. So it's W-I-2-W at ARRL.net. And if you need any other parts, let me know. I might be able to help you out.
Hey, Jeff, too, where do you go to school? How long were the wire lengths for your antenna? Is it just 40 meters?
That antenna is cut for 40 meters, so it's roughly 66 feet total length, 33 feet on a side. And then I had broken the wire in two places on either side for 20 meters and 30 meters. So that's what that antenna was. But that's for what you're doing, just a long piece of wire will work just fine. It doesn't have to be cut to any particular length.
Okay, how about like a loop antenna? Would that like work better?
Well, I've never tried a loop on a regen receiver. The thing about a loop is that it's typically a tuned circuit, so you'd have two things to tune. I would say for now, don't mess with a loop unless you're so inclined. You just want to experiment. Just get a long piece of wire, you know, 30, 40, 50 feet outside and up in the air. Tie a string on it, around the string and toss it over a tree branch. Just getting it outside would make all the difference in the world. Have you tried that yet?
Yeah, I tried it once, but I couldn't get the audio right. And I had headphones on that time, and it like gave me a huge headache because it was squealing like crazy.
It gave you a huge headache using the regen receiver, oscillating or squealing, and then back it off a little bit, and that's the point of maximum sensitivity.
Hey, real quick, why are we building a regen receiver? Is this some sort of required school project?
No, I'm just building it for fun.
Okay. So, you had fun. I go build a super hat. It's time to build a radio and it'll work.
I've had enough fun yet. You know, you gotta finish the fun and then move on.
God, I had a couple of those too when I was your age. You know, if you're at the Hamfest on Saturday, you're a tall kid. You can easily observe the fact that there is no hair on the top of my head. I started losing it playing with regen receivers when I was 17 years old. Does that sound familiar?
Well, it does to me.
That's because you have no hair. You get my point, though, right?
Yeah, but they're like the simplest ones I could build right now. actually do have a schematics for a shortwave superhead, and I'm waiting on the varactors.
We have to introduce Junsu to the concept of mini circuits. You know what I'm saying, Steve? He could do a lot of really cool, complex things with mini circuits.
Well, if you've already got a circuit and you're collecting parts for your superhead, I would build that, because that'll have much, much better performance than the regen.
Yeah, but I spent $40 on that regen radio, and there was a lot of lunch money saved up, so I actually want to get that working before I start on any other project.
You know, I like the way you think, Jensen. Real quick, what school do you go to, and what year are you in?
I'm a junior at Northern Valley Old Japan.
Outstanding. Do you know Mrs. Jerry Beatty?
Not that I've heard of.
Okay. She's a guidance counselor there. How about Mrs. Kelly?
She's a science teacher? I think my brother had her, but I didn't have her.
I think she might have been a science teacher. Might be a science teacher, yeah. She's a, you know, she would say a plus 50 woman.
Yeah, that's probably her.
Ask her if she lives in Bergenfield. She's my neighbor. She lives two doors down from me.
Nice to know. I was talking to my vice principal at the school, and he used to be a tech teacher, and apparently there used to be a ham club back in like the 70s or something. Cause, there was a vertical antenna in the boiler room, and I was always wondering about that.
Did you get to know the boiler room?
No, I actually have no idea where that antenna is connected to, and the boiler room is on the second story, and I always wonder what that room was, because it wasn't like a hallway, but you gotta go through like the janitor's room, which is like locked.
Got it. Alright, very good. Alright guys, I'm in the driveway, but we had several scouts over the years in our troop here at Bergenfield who went to Northern Valley Old Japan. It's a long story as to how that occurred, but I had some from Northern Valley Demarest and miscellaneous other places, but anyway, very good. A lot of them have ham licenses. Alright, you take care. By the way, I forgot to announce it tonight, but Skywarn training is in Wayne is on on Monday night, and if anyone wants the link for the Skywarn training, send me an email and I'll send it out. In fact, I should probably put it out in the contact group anyway. Anyway, you take care, guys. I'll listen out. WITW the ticket, W2TTT. All right, I will. I'll say goodnight as well, and Junsu, I'll bring the capacitor, and bring your whatever documentation you have, parts list or whatever, so I'll bring a couple of them. We'll make sure you get the right one for your project, and I hope to see you there. WI2W, goodnight.
All right, thanks for everything. KD2EFB.
N2RY disconnected.